think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
I want to move now on to another case. This is another disturbing one. This is out of Wisconsin. It's the Slender Man attempted murderer. This case is disturbing on a level that goes far beyond a simple escape. What we're looking at here is the breakdown of every safeguard put in place to protect the public from a violent offender whose crime was rooted in delusion, psychosis, and a complete loss of reality. Morgan Geiser didn't just wander away from a group home. She cut off her ankle monitor, left a state supervised placement, crossed into another state with a 42-year-old man, and was found because local police stumbled onto her behind a truck stop in Illinois, south of Chicago. And the part that's raising every alarm bell right now is how she got into that neighborhood in the first place. Because this wasn't a halfway house with secure doors. This wasn't locked psychiatric settings. This was a residential street with families and children who were never told she was living there. This is someone who stabbed a classmate 19 times under the belief that a fictional internet creature demanded it, placed quietly into a community with a sealed address and supervised nothing more than by a GPS bracelet that she removed in minutes. And they put her there because the last community that they were supposed to move her into found out about it and said, hell no. So the system said, okay, we just won't tell anybody this time. So today with Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, I want to spend some time on the psychological side of this, not just the crime, not just the escape, but the thinking behind these release decisions. What was missed? What was misunderstood, and how does someone with a violent, delusion-driven history get classified as safe enough for a neighborhood when the behavior we're seeing now looks like a warning sign blinking in neon? Siobhan, when you go back to the original Slender Man attack, a child acting out a violent delusion with ritualistic intent, what does that signal clinically about the severity of her mental illness at that time? And even with treatment, how does a clinician weigh the potential for future relapse into that kind of thinking?
Yeah, she was diagnosed with schizophrenia and childhood onset, which is unusual. Usually it develops in early adulthood, late teens or into mid-20s. And so this is someone who is very, very impaired. She is never going to not be schizophrenic. She's never going to not be at risk. And the type of violence, the way that they lured the other girl out into the woods before attacking her, I mean, this is a horrendous case, which is why it's gotten, you know, the amount of attention it's gotten and why it's rightfully causing us now to look at how are decisions made to put a person in a conditional release program and put them out into a group home. It's, of course, right now looks really questionable. But the interesting thing is a person like this, often when they're in an institution for the criminally insane, all variables are controlled. They're on their psych meds. Their taking of the meds is supervised. They have a lot of intensive treatment. They have a lot of therapy. You know, they're looked at all the time. So they may be very calm and cooperative while they're in that setting. They may have learned not to share fantasies that are going to be a red flag, you know, so you can have these manipulative psychopathic traits along with the schizophrenia. And that makes a person really dangerous. So as I understand the case, her attorney petitioned for conditional release, which people who are, you know, not guilty by reason of insanity and put in a secure mental health facility, they have the right to do that. And they got three psychologists to sign off on this. And those are the people I'd like to talk to. How did you come to this decision?
Yeah.
Based upon the severity of this young woman's illness and the violence at such a young age, why in the world would you do that? Now, the interesting thing to me here is I worked in a conditional release program where I was going in and interviewing people from our county in California who had committed similar kinds of crimes and lesser crimes too. But that was part of my role, was to evaluate, would I recommend this person for release? I never did. I never saw, and I didn't work there years and years. I worked there for a few years. But I was just so cautious and so conservative about it. If there had been something violent, I didn't want that to come back on my head. Well, you're the one that recommended release here. Mm-hmm. So again, there's a subjective element to it, and also the fact that she could have been quite manipulative.
Are there any consequences for people? I mean, let me ask you that. And you're saying you never did. clearly there's various degrees of mental illness, and there's going to be some where a conditional release probably would make some sort of sense, and there's going to be some that it will never make sense.
Yeah.
No matter how well they're presenting, no matter how well their institutional compliance is going, no matter what, there's like two categories here. Some, no matter how well, they're never going to be over here. Mm-hmm. They can't. You can't turn a cat into a dog. The dog can't be a cat.
Correct.
It is what it is. But when you have this sort of thing happen and someone says, you know what? Yeah, you don't have to keep going up the scale of protection or just maintain where you're at. We're going to keep downgrading this. We're now the only thing preventing you from getting out into the public is a piece of plastic around your ankle. And good wishes and thoughts and prayers. Are there any consequences for the people that make those decisions, for those psychologists that signed off and said, yes, sounds like a great idea, judge? Because at the end of the day, the judge can't be the psychologist. The psychologist right. can't be the judge. The right. judge is relying on the expertise of the doctors, of the medical community, to do their fucking job mm-hmm. and to actually give information and diagnoses and plans for treatment that make sense, that are proven, that work. Not just sign off here and say, this seems like a lovely idea. Are there consequences, or can people just make these choices and say, yeah, judge, she'll be great. And then when she isn't, does anything ever fall back on them?
Other than, you know, damage to their reputation, probably. And if she had, let's say, gotten out and committed more violence and hurt somebody, I'm guessing they could be sued by the families or the yeah. individuals. So there's always the risk of civil consequences. And that's the only thing I can think of is that, you know, maybe they have to stop doing that kind of work because they're not considered reputable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a board that actually looks at that and says, okay, enough is enough?
There's always a licensing board, and any mental health professional, MD or, you know, any kind of psychologist, you can always make a complaint to a licensing board. That doesn't mean that anything will happen.
Yeah.
They would have the right to respond to the complaint. And I'm guessing that, you know, they could rationalize, well, these were this was the checklist, and she had completed everything she was supposed to complete in treatment. She was compliant. She had insight into why, you know, she committed the crime. She regrets doing it. She's sorry. She says she'll never do it again. I mean, they can probably say this is why we went down the checklist and went with it.
These are professionals, though. This is not me or Stacy or Todd, people who aren't trained in these areas. These are people who are. That are making these calls and making the decision of, yes, this person, you know, is checking these boxes. How misleading can that stability be to a professional, to an expert, to someone who's a doctor in this area who understands this? Do we sometimes, are they mistaking the institutional compliance for true recovery, especially in cases where the original violence came from delusion rather than impulse? I mean, what is going on here in their minds that it's like, okay, this seems to be the right output. I'm not thinking they're sitting there going, let's set up Halloween 28 yeah. and right, Michael yeah. Myers is now her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't think that's what they're doing, but it turns out it sure seems like that's the script they're writing.
It's I think further evidence that no person can really completely know what's going on in the mind of another person. And some people may have a bias. They may have a bias for release. When somebody committed a crime at a very young age, I probably have a bias against release because I'm so invested in protection of the community. And so all I can say is people can be fooled, and they can have a pre-existing bias that influences that.
People can be fooled, or are they fools? I think that's part of the question here with the people who would look at this. Because again, just like you had said, it's not hard to look at this and go, she will never be well.
Right.
She won't. She will never be well. Can she be medicated? Sure. Can she be this? Can she be? Yes. But she will never be well on her own. And that's mm-hmm. just the pure black and white of it. It's cruel. It's unusual. to think of this any other way, to have some sort of false sense of hope or prayer that, oh, things will work out, things will be okay. She that's ignorant and it's dangerous and mm-hmm. it is cruel and it's not helping the individual that has the problem either. It goes beyond just worrying about what's going to happen in the community if they get out. It's dangerous to themselves. It just seems that are people getting so caught up in their own minutia of bullshit of their hopes and prayers for these people that they don't see the writing on the wall or just accept reality on reality's terms, that some people, their best thing for them is to be in this controlled environment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. Her odds for making it out in the real world in any kind of a normal setting, very, very poor to non-existent. And is it kind to set someone up for failure? And again, looking at the issue of potential dangerousness, because a person like this, when they're in a controlled facility where they're on medication, they may be doing much better. But when they get out, they're not going to have access to the medication, or they very often choose not to take the medication. Yeah. And they can deteriorate in as little as 24 hours into delusions again.
Oh, and a lot of times what you're fighting with is they feel better, so they think they don't need the meds. You get into this vicious circle of how do you make them take their meds so they continue to stay better? It's just, it's so hard.
You make them take their meds by taking away rights, something that we don't like doing.
Right.
The red flags that were overlooked here before her release are really just staggering. Staff reported disturbing reading material, violent themes, concerning contact with an adult murder memorabilia collector. This is where you have the medical community and the judge meeting. And the judge saying, this isn't all that bad. I mean, from a clinical standpoint, how big of a warning sign is it when someone with a history of delusion-based violence becomes fascinated with dark, violent material again, or forms relationships with adults who reinforce that mindset or are actively collecting murder memorabilia from one of the most famous attempted murderers in the state of Wisconsin?
Right. Huge red flags. And that would be enough right there, regardless of the rest of her behavior, you know, how compliant she was or how insightful she seemed. That material would be enough of a red flag for me to say no, absolutely not, because it's showing a preoccupation. It's showing where the fantasies are going and that she's finding things that feed dangerous fantasies. And I think all that stuff is very relevant in a case like this.
If you were sitting at the Thanksgiving table with the folks who said, yeah, this is a great idea, let's place her in the neighborhood program over here. Let's ignore all these red flags over here. What would you be asking them over the cranberry jello mold?
Yeah. What was their checklist that they went down and thought that this was a good idea? And I would be very curious about how they do the assessment and what might they have seen that they didn't count, that they thought that didn't weigh in. I mean, it would just be an interesting discussion.
Can you imagine being in that neighborhood and going, wait, who was here?
Well, that's the big thing. The decision to place her in the neighborhood is shocking. She was approved for a group home in a quiet Madison neighborhood on a street and location that was sealed so the public wouldn't protest. The first one they were looking at, I believe, was Sun Prairie. I could be wrong, but I think that's what it was. And the community found out and said, no, big uproar. Yeah. So what does the system do? They don't try and find another neighborhood that's going to be accepting of it. They just take the back route. They go behind the scenes and don't tell anyone. And I guess by law, they don't have to, which is another thing. I think people go, well, I thought the system kind of had to do that. Surprise! Surprise, it doesn't. From a psychological and risk assessment perspective, I mean, when you're doing this and you're placing a violent offense patient into an unsecure, low-structure residential setting...
There it is.
Is there nothing? I mean, is there really nobody that needs to be notified about this whatsoever? I know there's a sex offender registry and that sort of stuff where that sort of, but apparently there's nothing for this. No. You can just kind of plop them out wherever.
Yeah, apparently there isn't. I have not heard of a situation where there's anything like the sex offender law. Is it possible that it's done differently in some locations? I can't say for sure that there's not anywhere something like that where neighbors are notified, but I've not heard about it.
Let's talk about the person that she was found with, 42-year-old male. Obviously, I don't even know all the details on this person, but obviously just looking and studying the beginnings of this, someone who probably is not in the greatest of mental state as well, saying that they were not the reason she escaped, not the person that helped her, but they were along for the ride the entire time. I guess the question goes to what sort of restrictions are placed on these people when they're in this supervised 24-hour group home that you're supposed to be relegated to like 2058 or something, on their communications with the outside world? Is there just carte blanche, you do whatever you want until someone dies or you escape, or is it monitored? Is there anything that prevents them from being preyed upon? Because I would think that would be a big thing, versus meeting up with other like-minded, mentally ill individuals. And I don't know if he is or not, but obviously someone not in a healthy mindset.
Right. Yeah. I watched the video of the arrest of both of them, and he struck me as a person who was really not well. And, you know, very bizarre appearance. And they were sleeping, you know, on the sidewalk at the truck stop. I mean, you know, this was not a well person.
No.
What kind of restrictions would depend on the in a conditional release situation, the person is released with something called terms and conditions, and they have to comply with whatever. Usually it's this long list of these are the things you can do, these are the things you can't do. And you know, for somebody with a history of child molest, they can't be near a park, they can't communicate with children. I mean, it's got all these things. And even one violation of the terms and conditions, they go back and they're locked up again. And so what would have been in her terms and conditions, we don't know. But sometimes they're forbidden from in the home using the internet. Sometimes it's controlled where they can go. If they can, you know, start dating again, that the therapist would have to meet with the person they're dating. I mean, it all depends. It would probably be individual to the person. So I don't really know what kind of freedom she had.
When you talk about there being a checklist, okay, but like so many things that sound great on paper of, oh, okay, good. Well, see, they have to do this. So this is what's going to keep them safe. Who's checking for compliance?
Right.
How many cases are they managing?
Right.
And is it remotely realistic to expect someone to be able to keep up with keeping everything in check in situations like this?
I can say it's different from state to state. The program I worked in, each therapist, and you had to be a therapist with a lot of experience, so no newbies. Mm-hmm. And there were four of us, and we each had no more than seven cases.
That's not bad.
No, it was not bad at all. And we had daily contact, group once a week, drug testing regularly every month, random drug tests, home visits. We would go in, and the home visit means you can go in and search everything in the home. You look at their medications, you count their, you know, count the pills. Are they taking them the way they're supposed to be taking them? It was very closely monitored, and I don't think we ever had a bad outcome. We didn't have anybody reoffend. There were some that, you know, you get a dirty drug test. Sorry, you've got THC in your system. You're supposed to be clean. You go back. And we would have the police come out immediately, pick them up, and take them back. And that was it. They had their chance. So there were people that had been in our program for like 20, 30 years because they did well with the structure. And we were not paying to keep them in an institution, and they were cooperative, and they didn't ever reoffend. So I can say these programs are appropriate for some people sometimes, and it can be run well.
Go ahead, Stacey.
There's a comment from Amy saying, I heard the group home was only 8 miles from her victim. I know we've got just a little bit of time left here, but if that's the case, that seems like the system's not paying attention and doesn't give a rat's ass about the victim, because why would you put the perpetrator so close to the victim so that if there were a breach,
and what happens to the victim? It's important to say we don't know that for a fact.
We don't know that for a fact, but I'm concerned about why would you put them in close proximity to a victim, even within 50 miles?
Right. Right. Yeah, we'd have to look at the policies of that organization there and how closely, I mean, it doesn't sound compassionate for the victim.
No.
Even if she was never going to reoffend again, the psychological stress on the victim, you know, yeah, we would want to do it differently.
Well, I'm glad we solved all these problems again today. Siobhan Scott, thank you so much for being on and giving us your insight into another crazy case. Her book, Nightbird, it is available right now wherever books are sold. Highly recommended. Check it out. Stocking stuffer. Depending on the size of your stocking, you might need to, like, you know, kind of bend it to get in there. But the whatever you need to do, it's a good one. And I do highly recommend checking it out. And the audiobook is also available if you're out traveling over the holidays. You need a good read from point A to point B as you go
in
over
Siobhan's,
the river.
In Siobhan's voice. Yes.
In Siobhan's voice. Very and it's her soothing. Real voice. It's not an AI voice. It is Siobhan's voice. So as you're traveling over the river and through the woods to wherever you may be going, hopefully it's to grandmother's house, not to the site where you dumped a body and you're going to revisit for a ritualized every once a year stop. You can read it. I had to, you know, I'm sure some people are doing that this holiday season. You gotta reach out to everybody, be inclusive, right? All right, that's going to wrap up this episode. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If you're watching us live in the States, hope you all have a safe one. Hope all of you guys have a safe one. For Stacy, for Todd, for Siobhan, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.